Ricky, not a great day playing was, but positives out of today, we are mathematically safe. What do you make of it?
Well, yeah, great to be at this level again next season. But you know, let's be honest, we felt that was going to be the case for a few weeks. Still doesn't highlight, paper over the fact that we've had a poor season. And you know, although there was lots of positives to come out of today's game was yet another. You know, it just highlighted why we are where we are in the table. I thought it was a much more controlled performance. I felt after the disappointment of Thursday night and the performance from Thursday night that we would get a little bit of a reaction in terms of the way that the players performed. And I think that we did get that. I thought it was a very controlled performance. I thought from start to finish, with the exception of one shot from the seven that went over the bar, the only chances that they really had were from set plays, and you know, Tim didn't have to make a save in 93 minutes. So it's a clean sheet, which had been few and far between, and I didn't ever feel like we were going to concede. It was just a case of could we score the goal? And the first half, I thought we dominated without really making their goalkeeper have to make a save. So we just said in the second half we needed to get better delivery into the box. We needed to be better with our movement as soon as we broke, to get runners from midfield, because we didn't feel they'd be able to track us. And then when the opportunities come, make sure that we work the goalkeeper. And you know, we had three glorious chances and we didn't take any of them. And we should be here talking about how we won the game 3-0. Yeah, it's a 0-0. And you know, next season, although I'm not too disappointed, because it was a huge improvement on Thursday night, I think given different circumstances, different season, different points total, different amount of games played, you'd come away and you would be disappointed not getting the 3 points for today, because it was definitely 2 points dropped. But that said, you know, clean sheet, I thought a controlled performance. I thought defensively as a unit, I thought we were very good. I thought there was much better balance in the centre of the park. I thought Tom Knowles was back to what we know he can produce. I thought he was lively every time he got the ball, looked a constant threat. I thought Ollie Snaith's running from the middle of the park and support of the front man was excellent. I thought Danny Kelly had a really good game up top as well. So it was, you know, there are lots of positives. Take the result out of it, because it's not, in all honesty, it's not now about the results. It's about putting these players into situations where we're making decisions on them for next year. And in order to win games, we have to play well. In recent weeks, we haven't played particularly well. Today was a much better and much improved performance, yet we still didn't win. So, you know, going into Tuesday night's game, we'll need to be better again.
Yes, I mean, I felt their confidence was pretty fragile. If we had got one, I think we could have got two or three more.
Yeah,
you got to get that first goal.
Yeah, goals change games. It's as simple as that. And I thought the first half was although we controlled the game, I thought neither team looked like they were going to score. That was the problem. Although we controlled it, we didn't look like we were going to score. And that was what we asked in the second half. It was a case of, you know, they are playing, Gosport are playing under pressure. They have to win games of football. Yeah. They have to win. They had to beat us today, so we don't have to beat them. And we said at half time, we still look nervous. You know, people trying to do things off of one touch instead of doing it in two, or people doing things on three and four touches rather than two. So it was a case of just relaxing, playing like they enjoyed it, because you almost get more out of them when they've got a bit more of a confidence and a spring in their step. And the second half, I thought we got that. I did. I thought we, you know, the first 20 minutes, I thought of the second half, we were excellent. And we just needed to score during that period. And I think had we done that, we would have gone on to win the game comfortably. But, you know, even you know, going into the latter stages, Nigel, where you think this is a big game for them, they need to they're going to put us under pressure. There was no pressure on our goal.
They looked more and more nervous.
Yeah, there was no pressure on our goal. You know, it was just about whether we could find the goal. And unfortunately, on the day, even with the chances we created, we couldn't do that.
Not quite to be. But the game's come thick and fast now. Another one Tuesday night.
Yeah, we didn't use Peter Clark. He's got a blister on his foot. Luke Warner really didn't feature today. So them two will come back in. You know, Ben Baker looks tired. He does a hell of a lot of running, a hell of a lot of work. So, you know, he'll need a rest as well. And with a game, you know, not only are we looking at Tuesday, but then you're looking at Thursday for another game. So we have to make sure that we need the squad during this period. We'll make some changes, you know, probably five or six changes to the starting lineup. Not because we want to, because I think some of the players could do with back-to-back games, because, you know, after today's performance, those players that started in the starting 11 will want to carry on, but it's just not physically possible. We run the risk of burning people out, or even more importantly, than picking up injuries. So we will continue to make changes, and Tuesday night will be an opportunity for the starting 11, whoever it may be, to continue trying to improve, trying to be better, in preparation for what we do next season.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.